With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could carry out a friendly takeover of Cuba as tensions between Washington and Havana reach a new high. President Trump says that after decades, Cuba could be on the brink of change.
We've had a lot of years of dealing with Cuba. I've been hearing about Cuba since I'm a little boy, but they're in big trouble, and we could very well, something could, I think, very positive for the people that were expelled or worse from Cuba that live here. You know, we have people living here that want to go back to Cuba, and they're very happy with what's going on.
It's been 67 years since Fidel Castro took control of the island and instituted communism there. In a deposition, former President Bill Clinton saying he did nothing wrong, nor did President Trump involving Jeffrey Epstein.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. James Comer is the committee chair.
Ms. Clinton deferred a lot of questions to her husband today. We already had a big portfolio of questions for him, and that increased yesterday.
Robert Garcia is the top Democrat on the committee. He wants to hear from President Trump.
He appears in the Epstein files next to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell almost more than anybody else. So it's time for the president to answer questions about why files are missing from the DOJ, why there's been a White House cover-up.
Today's hearing is behind closed doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he's not happy with the latest talks on Iran's nuclear program, but has indicated he'll give the negotiators more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East. He spoke earlier today after U.S. envoys held another inconclusive round of indirect talks with Iran in Geneva. As American forces gather in the region, the president threatening military action if Iran does not agree to a far-reaching deal on its nuclear program, while Iran insists it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says Christians continue to leave Syria.
According to the annual report from Global Christian Relief, quote, 2025 produced another sharp downturn. Syria, once home to well over a million Christians, saw a renewed wave of departures. In the wake of the civil war, fewer than 300,000 remain. The new Syrian government, which is made up of men who belong to a Muslim terrorist group, vows to respect religious freedom and pluralism, but apparently not many Christians believe it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The states are deciding what their abortion policies will be in the wake of the 2022 Dobbs decision, and a number of them are putting the question directly to the voters. 2 years ago, voters in seven states passed measures to protect abortion, while similar amendments failed in three states. As many as four more states, including Virginia and Nevada, may put abortion questions on the fall ballot. These kinds of initiatives are one of the few ways Americans can directly shape policy, though the rules for their passage vary from place to place. Mark your calendar for an upcoming celestial show.
A blood-red moon will grace the skies for a total lunar eclipse, and there won't be another one until late 2028. The spectacle will be visible Tuesday morning from North and Central America and the western part of South America. Australia and Eastern Asia will see it Tuesday night. During a full lunar eclipse, the Earth is between the sun and moon, casting a shadow that covers the full moon. The moon looks red because of stray rays of sunlight filtering through the Earth's atmosphere. Rich Thomason reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted 30 more people tied to a protest at a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those are already under arrest. The protest January 18th also led to the arrests of independent journalist Don Lemon and local activist Nakima Levy Armstrong, both pleading not guilty to civil rights charges. More details at srnnews.com.